She would write checks, mail letters.
He hired her to keep the books.
This is a check that she wrote in her own handwriting and signed my name.
But did she spend his bucks?
Chenille pillows, cookware, laminating sheet set. Clearly somebody was furnishing up a house.
Those are not mine.
A thieving assistant or a boss's frame-up?
He gave me permission to sign checks.
You're authorized to sign his name?
His name.
Judge Judy.
I'm telling you, those are not mine.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 49-year-old business owner Jeff Beyer is suing his former employee, 22-year-old retail salesperson Jessica Borowski, for stealing company funds. Jessica says she didn't do it.
Order. All rise. Yeah, this is case number 449 on the calendar in the matter of Beyer versus Borowski. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Beyer, the defendant was a former employee of yours. She no longer works for you. She was terminated by you. It is your claim that while she was working for you, she misappropriated funds from your business. The defendant says she didn't do it. When did she start to work for you?
She started to work for me approximately 4/10 in the year of 2000.
And what was her job?
She was a secretary office manager.
What kind of business do you have?
I have a heating and air conditioning company and a real estate development corporation.
What were her duties?
She would do most of the office management work, write checks, mail letters, type things on the computer, answer the phones, things like that.
When was she terminated?
11/18/01.
Why?
Her annual review was 8/01, and at that time, her job duties were lacking in her responsibilities of her job, and she had a poor review at that time. And with that review, I also began noticing that she was having many problems with taking paper, faxing copies of her husband's job resume, and stealing other items.
What other items?
I have some evidence here. We have QuickBooks. She was writing rebate checks to herself so that she could get the checks rebated in her own name.
That is totally untrue.
That's not what you're suing her for.
No, but it's part of the history of the evidence.
Okay. When did you discover that she had used company funds for her own purposes?
In February of the following year.
February of 2002. Okay. Let me see proof.
Here's evidence of the order form.
What are these things? Chanel throws, baskets, Pooh honeypot lamp, Pooh prints.
Things that we wouldn't use in the heating company business, ma'am.
Are all of these things bills that are attributed to her?
If you'll notice, the person who placed the order is on the invoice.
Yes.
And they were all ordered by her.
Okay. And you're saying that the items that were ordered...
Yes, ma'am.
...were not items that you use in your business.
We do not use Chanel pillowcases in heating and air conditioning.
Okay.
And Pooh Bear cups. We don't use those either.
I'd like her to take a look at these, please. Have you ever seen these?
Absolutely. I'm not denying that I didn't order them, but they certainly didn't go home with me.
So you're not denying that you ordered these things?
Correct, ma'am.
And she would order things from this company for your business, but you say not these things.
No, we don't ever use that supplier. There's nothing that we could ever order through them for our company.
So you never used these people?
All right. I didn't know the company existed.
Ms. Borowski, you ordered them?
Correct, ma'am.
Why?
To the best of my knowledge that I can recall, I must have been asked to order them by Mr. Beyer. I did a lot of ordering of a lot of different things. On an occasion that I can recall off the top of my head, I ordered a necklace for his girlfriend's birthday on company funds. There were several things that were ordered through that business that were on company funds. My husband, which was working part-time for the business, in fact, did deliver to Mr. Beyer's home. Lots of things would come in and be delivered to the business and would go to his home.
Madam, when somebody asks you in your capacity as office manager, I mean, there are a lot of things here. There's not one or two items. There are a lot of little items. But you would get an order form for these things, correct?
They were all ordered over the Internet. In my research and finding out what happened after the fact, I talked to the company. I had them send me copies of the faxes, which I have here, of what happened. She ordered them during the day on the Internet at the office because it came to the Internet address of our office. And the Internet address is Jessica Borowski. And I have that here also.
Not your company.
She used the Internet office name, J- Jessica Borowski on our internet at the office.
Why did you do that?
I can't recall ordering anything off of the internet.
Can I see?
If you look at the top, Your Honor, it'll tell how it was the internet address. And they will not ship unless it's to an office.
These were all done within a relatively short period of time.
Excuse me, they were all ordered the same day. The shipping dates are different. But they were all ordered on one order. And how I found out that I was liable,
right.
The bill kept coming for the shipping charges. And at what time, when the bill kept coming, I kept sending the bill to her house. She refused to pay the bill. I saw my company name of GBR on the invoice, so I opened it up and found out that it was billed to me. I called the supplier up to find out what happened. And they told me, well, it was ordered during the day. Your company is responsible for the bill. I said, I never ordered these items. And they said, well, yes, you do, because it came to your company.
Okay, I want you very carefully, Ms. Borowski, to look over these items, because they were, in fact, all ordered in November. They are all household items, hands-free mini phone, an over-the-sink organizer. Clearly, somebody was furnishing up a house.
Mr. Beyer was building a house at that time. I do have pictures of that.
You don't need these things when you're building a house. These are things that you order when you already have the house built and you're accessorizing the house. So we're not talking about one item in 1 month, then another item another month. We're talking about somebody placing an order for all of these things. So you tell me, Ms. Borowski, why you think that Mr. Beyer would pursue this matter, since he says, and I believe him, that he didn't get any of these things. But why do you think he would accuse you of doing
that? I'm not sure why he would accuse me personally. I mean, well, I work for him, so. But he ordered several things from several different companies all the time that were delivered to the business.
Several and not 35 items, all ordered the same day, all domestic products, Ms. Borowski.
I'm telling you that I mean, those are not mine. Those are not mine.
Go ahead.
I have the coup de grace here, ma'am. This is a check that she wrote in her own handwriting and signed my name to the bottom of the check register. When she was terminated, the check register came up missing, and I'd like to also submit that there's also several other checks that you can see the difference in the handwriting and the signature on the bottom of the check.
I was authorized to sign checks.
You were authorized to sign checks in whose name?
In his name.
If you were authorized to sign his name?
He gave me permission to sign checks when things arose that he wasn't able to be at the office to sign a check for something, that I was instructed to sign his name to a check.
Is that right?
She did sign when we were out of the office sometimes on an occasional basis. I will not deny that. It was with prior approval. Your Honor, I would not order a bunch of gifts for myself or my household and then sue her because I didn't get them or just to sue her for the money.
So you wrote out a check for all these items and signed his name to it?
I could have wrote that check. I'm not denying that fact at all, ma'am.
Let's take a look.
Your Honor.
For the exact amount of the order, $676.
I'm not denying that I could have wrote that check.
After she was terminated, Your Honor, the packages came in. If you look from the order shipping dates, the packages came in a staggered amount. She was already terminated. She was no longer there. Her husband came in, Jeff, and picked up the package as they came in. They started strolling in.
You mean he actually came into the place and picked up packages that were
marked
for
her? We called them to come and pick them up. Yes, that's true. And he picked up, and I didn't know that I had paid for him until February.
I'm not denying that I ordered things from that company, but they certainly weren't anything that was on there. And I have a refund check that was sent to me that I paid for my part, and I overpaid them.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeff Beyer says he fired Jessica Borowski after he found out she was ordering things off the internet and paying for them with company funds. Jessica says Jeff ordered those items for his girlfriend.
Mr. Beyer, is this a company that you ever deal with?
I never knew they existed until I got the billing.
You've gone over all of your back bills from the company to see whether you ever dealt with this particular company, and you did not.
No, I never knew they existed.
And the only order that came in was this order that was shipped on different dates, but all to her attention.
Exactly.
And after she was terminated, you called the house and said, come in, you've got some packages here.
Right.
And he came to pick them up.
Yes. They came in staggered. So we had to call him several times. When the billing kept coming, we kept sending the bill to her, and she refused to pay.
Now she's going to pay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $676. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I was the only employee there handling his finances. There was nobody else to hold responsible.
Evidence in this case shows that she's a pathological liar.
He was wanting to hold me responsible for his mistake of not depositing enough money.
It's a shame that you trust people and you pay them to do a job and then they steal from you.
People should be more careful who they do business with because this guy really is a crook.
Just watch over your shoulder.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sharp versus Brennan. Step forward, please.
Food server Doris Sharp is suing her former live-in boyfriend, 39-year-old electrician John Brennan, for breaking a lease. John says Doris ran him out.
Ms. Sharp, according to your complaint, you and the defendant were in a long-term relationship. You lived together for many years, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Off and on.
And recently you signed a lease on a new apartment. You both signed on the apartment. It was a year lease. The defendant left after a couple of months, and you want him to pay for his half of the lease for the remainder of the lease. The defendant says that it was either leaving or killing each other. Aside from that, he left you with everything that you had acquired during the course of this long relationship. When did you sign a lease on this apartment?
This is the third year we had signed.
And what was the rent on the apartment?
$540 a month.
And when did he leave?
In June.
Had you been having difficulty before he left?
Well, he couldn't get out. He was on house arrest, so he couldn't go out and do anything. So as soon as he got off of house arrest, which was in June, I said, you know, ever since you're off of house arrest, I never see you anymore. And he says, honey, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I never seen no money since then.
I asked you before he moved out in June, had you been having trouble?
No.
What was he on house arrest for?
Violation of probation.
What kind of probation?
It was a drug-related charge.
Had he spent any time in jail?
Yes, he did.
How long, sir?
I did 7 months out of work release.
Tell me why you claim you left, Mr. Brennan.
Well, the relationship was just, it was getting over. It was over. And it was a point of just getting out before a bad situation got worse. I mean, just, it was over. And one of us had to go, so.
So why did you sign this lease in June?
I don't think the lease was signed in June.
It's right here.
Let me see, Bird.
It's right there.
Thank you.
I thought it was in April. But
it was in April. You are correct, sir. All right. How large an apartment is it?
It's a one-bedroom, it's a little less than 800 square foot.
Okay. Do you work, Ms. Sharp?
Yes, I do.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a server at Ryan's Steakhouse.
And how much do you earn a year?
$15,000 a year.
Do you have family in the area where you're living?
I have my daughter.
What do you plan to do when this lease is up?
Well, Your Honor, I wouldn't have been in a big bind. But when I came home, I spent $1,000 on my vacation, and he knew it. I've always went and seen my parents. It was my money I worked hard for, and I planned on paying it off. But then he's gone, and I'm missing $270 plus half the electric. And
I asked you a question, Ms. Sharp.
Okay.
What do you plan to do after your lease?
Try to look for a smaller apartment.
How can you find a smaller apartment? Do you have a one-bedroom apartment?
They have them. They have smaller bedrooms where you can get off the lake. It's cheaper.
How much cheaper?
$100.
Okay. So you could move into an apartment that would cost you $100 less a month that you plan looking into, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
But you plan on staying there.
Yes, I'm staying there right now because it's too hard for me to move right now.
Listen, so you have to live someplace, Ms. Sharp.
Yes, that's why I'm there.
Of course, you have to live someplace. Now, if you said to me that you took a two-bedroom apartment because you needed lots of room, I would say to you, well, possible that you could look for a roommate, you know, to help you with your expenses. You want to say something?
Yes, I do.
Who are you?
I'm her daughter.
Well, you step up. I'm
thank you,
you
Your
briefly.
Honor.
It better be relevant.
It will be. She wants to move to a lesser apartment. She can afford $400 a month. The smaller apartments at Carlton Arms, Your Honor, are efficiencies. She's nervous, and that's all. They're just not available, and it would cost her more to move. Your Honor.
I need a $1,000 deposit someplace. I don't can't come up with that kind of money right
Sit
now.
Down. Yes, ma'am.
He's got the key to the apartment, too. He can come and go when he wants.
Just to say, he's not coming and going anywhere. He can always change the locks on the apartment.
No, I already asked that. I asked if I could change the locks on the apartment.
Where's the key?
And they
it's in my jacket pocket.
He'll turn it over.
I will.
Listen to me.
Yes.
Just relax yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
I mean, these people are together for me.
I just want to say one more thing. That's
no,
all.
You don't have to say anything else.
Okay. Yes.
I want to know, Ms. Sharp, over the years that you were together, Mr. Brennan says that he and you together furnished your apartment. Is that true?
Yes, Your Honor. It was so good. It cost $50. All chairs, all four chairs you could rock on like a rocking chair.
And they Let me ask you a question. Do you have a television set?
Yes, I do.
What kind of television set do you have?
I got a 13-inch in the kitchen and another one in the living room.
Okay. And you bought that when you were together?
Yes, but he bought the stereo, so he took the stereo, which was the same price as the TV.
Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Well, then what furniture and household items do you say that you paid for jointly with Ms. Sharp?
Everything.
Well, let me hear. Give me
an example. Well, I mean, there was a full kitchen. I mean, you name it. I mean, just dishes, silverware, just everything that you would find in a house.
Okay.
You know?
So dishes, silverware, everything.
I mean,
that
juicers, blenders, toaster ovens, I mean, everything that you'd have in a house. I only took my personal stuff and the stereo. That's all I took.
Okay. What about the living room furniture?
I didn't take any of it.
I'm asking you, did you buy it together?
Yes.
I went and got it while he was in jail for $25 at the Goodwill. The whole house is furnished with Goodwill furniture. Everything.
Is that right, sir?
I don't know where she got it.
Yes. The couch cost $25.
She's talking about a couch.
That bedroom furniture.
We're
where did
going
you get
back
the bedroom furniture? I paid $70 for it from a friend. $70 for the whole thing.
Mr. Brennan, how much do you claim you spent over all the stuff that's in the house?
I wouldn't have an idea. To replace it, I don't know.
And the only thing that you took out of the house was the stereo?
It was mine, yes.
What do you mean, which was yours?
Well, I bought that, and we bought her a television, a 27-inch television, that I left there.
So you bought that together, and you bought the stereo with joint money. So that's is that sort of an even
swap? Correct, yes.
Well, then I'm talking about the other stuff, Mr. Brennan. One of the things that you said that was appealing to me, quite frankly, is that you walked out of the house carrying your suitcase with your underwear in it, and you left her everything else in the house that you had accumulated over the 6 years that you were together. I just want some idea of what the value of that stuff was.
I can tell you the value. Probably everything, $200.
No, I don't believe that's true, Miss Sharp.
The chairs you rock in, you can rock away on.
Miss Sharp, pay careful attention to me, madam. You have to buy sheets, you have to buy towels, you buy dishes, you buy silverware.
There's Goodwill. I buy everything at Goodwill. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm a Goodwill shopper.
Oh, good. Put your hand down, madam. I'm not interested in what you have to say.
Yes, Your Honor. I apologize.
Mr. Brennan, you have to make some accommodation to Ms. Sharp with regard to this lease that she's on, but she has to do whatever she can to sort of limit your responsibility. I don't believe two people should live together, especially if they're not married, when there's at least a possibility that there would be violence in the household should you remain together. Ms. Sharp, you're going to have the luxury of living in a larger one-bedroom apartment for the next year at the same price as it would cost you to live in the smaller one-bedroom apartment that you say is not now available, but if it were available, you would move into. That means that Mr. Brennan is going to support this current apartment to the tune of $100 a month for the 12 months of the lease, or $1,200. Do you understand? Not the $3,240 that you're looking for, because you're going to stay there anyway, albeit perhaps in a smaller apartment. I'm not giving you any credit, Mr. Brennan, for the items that you left. First of all, there's not a counterclaim. You can't account for exactly how much money that was. Otherwise, in a living together situation, I would say, listen, you have bills, you have receipts for what you left. I will look at that. I'll cut it in half if you both contributed and deduct that from the
$1,200. I wasn't looking for that. I just wanted this to be over with.
Good. Now it's over with. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,200. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm just glad it's over. I want to go home.
I'm glad I got half of it anyway.
Live by yourself.
Never live with a man again.
Tell you're married.
Tell I'm married.